Welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash.
Hello and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. I hope you're well on this lovely sunny afternoon here in broadcasting from the Scottish borders in Great Britain, of course. It's just me today. Andrew Marr is working away and I have a special appointment tomorrow evening. So I thought I would change things around a bit and I would record a show for you and look at some of the motorsport headlines that are going on around the world. And I thought to start with, this is quite a fun bit of news that has come up, that it says that gamers from Scotland who do racing games are seemingly the best in the world. Now, you might not believe it, but I will share the screen here and I will show you exactly why that is the case. It's just going to come up here in a little second. Here we are. Yes, Scottish players come top in study of motorsport video gamers. How about that, eh? A recent study by a video game publisher collecting data from across the globe found Scottish players to be the best at motorsport games such as Gran Turismo and Forza. And Scotland has a rich motorsport heritage, with the country producing two of Formula One's greatest drivers in Double War champion Jim Clark and three times title winner Sir Jackie Stewart, as well as the 1995 World Rally Champion Colin McRae. And he lent his name to the rally game franchise today known as Dirt. So they did a study of 16,000 gamers conducted by mobile developer Quali, which considered factors such as completion time and achievements logged, and Scotland came out on top of countries with the most skilled virtual racers. England was fourth on the list, while Panama managed to edge into the top 10 behind Ireland. Now, I think that is quite funny because either us all in Scotland here have more time or not to be playing games where we probably should be actually, we probably should be back working, I would have thought. And that's why we're doing so well with these kind of things. But there we are. That is one of the main headlines that I thought is quite a funny one to begin with. Now, there's quite a lot going on. There's loads of esport races coming up. So if you're into games, there's plenty to watch on YouTube. And I would look at things like the motorsport channels, the F1 channel, because they're highlighting all the F1 virtual sports. But Lando Norris is doing an IndyCar e-race in the next little while. And that could be a good one as well. I'll try and go over the news channels for that. Where are we here? Yes, let me go on to, I'll get the headlines here for you. You can, of course, let me know what you think in the comments below or send us an email at info@hughhattrick.com, where we've got lots of information and things like that to help you find out more about what we do on the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show. And who we've interviewed, like we've got Super GT, we've got David Perrell, we've got a number of really great drivers. We've got Josh Martin as well, a top esports driver, and many more to come as well. And some very exciting news coming up in the next few weeks all about that. But the McLaren Formula One driver, Lando Norris, has been invited to join IndyCar's virtual grid for Saturday's sim race at the Circuit of the Americas. IndyCar is one of many championships that is taken to sim racing to fill the void as the world deals with the COVID-19 virus. And the American Overmoor Championship has already hosted virtual rounds at Watkins Glen, Barber, Michigan, Montague, I'm sure someone will tell me how to pronounce that, using the iRacing platform. In fact, that's one of the few platforms that I've not used. I have used a set of Corsa, learning to use that on the PC as well. There's also Raceroom that I have used as well. But in the fifth round of IndyCar's iRacing Challenge, it will take place this Saturday coming on the Circuit of Americas. And Lando Norris has been invited as a guest to join the grid and rub elbows with IndyCar's regular pack of drivers. See, this is kind of where I think Formula One needs to go. We need to have all of the Formula One drivers in one race to actually make it a bit more serious. And then I think it would draw the crowds an awful lot more than it is so far, because it's still seen it's just a game. If you put all of the drivers in who are supposed to be in, then I think you would draw a much, much bigger crowd. So what do you think is going to happen to Lando Norris? Is he going to be able to do well, or do you think he's going to struggle? I think he could do extremely well. Now, the Circuit of the Americas track is the only track that features on both Formula One and IndyCar. So Norris knows the track well, and it's going to be very interesting to see what is going to happen. Now, let me just check the times on that. It's going to be this Saturday night at 7:30 BST. So that's British Summer Time. So 7:30 is when it's scheduled for. Now, I don't know if that's going to be the build-up or the actual race itself, but it would be worth looking for that and see how it goes. Now, one of the next headlines that I thought was rather interesting, and of course you can see we've taken this from Autosport, is Sebastian Vettel saying that a 10-race season won't devalue a 2020 F1 title win. And because obviously with all the delays, they're thinking they're going to have to pack in lots of races, and they might just be able to have enough races by the end of the year to have an actual title within 2020. Obviously, we were supposed to have 22 races, but that's probably going to be unlikely considering the number that have been postponed or cancelled. But if we can do even 10 races, Vettel seems to think that that would be fine, and whoever would win the championship after those 10 races, that would be still an extremely valuable title. And I think this year is going to be very, very close. In fact, we just can't wait of being able to get it. Now, some people have said that there's going to be roughly 15 to 18 races. That's what Chase Carey had hoped for, but that appears to be unlikely. And even if the championship is reduced to just 10 events, Vettel insists that the eventual title winner would be just as worthy. Now, speaking from his home in Switzerland via video conference, Vettel said, "I don't know how it would feel because we've never had that sort of circumstance. Before, we had less races in the past and more races today, but I don't think it makes a big difference. Obviously, a season is a season, whether it's 10, 15, or 20 or 25 races, so you still have to be the one that is most consistent. With less races, every race is more important, but the championship would still be the championship." So let me know what you think, because I think that is quite an interesting topic. I do think he's probably right that even if it was just 10 races, it would still have great value. And I think people would still think whoever is champion at the end of it would be worthy. If they've done enough wins and scored enough points, then I do think it would be okay. The other question is, when is Formula One actually going to start? I mean, we're hoping that maybe by July or August time, we will actually have some races. But so far, there's been more news on postponements than anything else. Or cancellations, and it would be great to actually find races that were actually on. Now, another interesting headline here is why Formula One can't waste a lap in the post-coronavirus era. Now, in this case, it was, lots of non-championship races have basically left their schedules for Formula One teams. And so they're just doing their own thing or not going to have anything at all. But what we need to do is to make sure that no laps are wasted at all. So according to back in spring 2017, when Liberty Media's tenure of Formula One's owner had barely begun, the newly installed F1 sporting boss Ross Brawn discussed the idea of adding non-championship races. But there was a catch, as there always is, with costs. "It might be rather optimistic," Brawn told Reuters during that year's pre-season testing at Barcelona, "but you can imagine if we had a non-championship race, there'd be a lot more capacity to look at different formats and approaches and see if the fans take to it with much less risk or exposure than we would if we were doing something in the championship. It needs to be commercially viable, of course, and that's the challenge. Again, it couldn't just be a picker ideas of a hat. It needed to be properly thought through, but it might be an opportunity." So what do you think about having a non-championship event? Yeah, I think it could be interesting if they chose some special circuits and maybe a special trophy, or, you know, it's kind of going back to the old days of racing when they used to have lots of different trophy races and special ideas. I think that might actually be quite good. And what they're saying as well, the advantage of these kind of events means that they could run behind closed doors. And then the money generated from TV deals will be crucial to boosting F1's own income and generating the prize fund that is shared to the teams. Now, the idea hasn't really come back into the news agenda since, but it's worth considering that if a non-points-paying event could work in 2020, particularly as the coronavirus pandemic has already caused much disruption to the sporting schedule. And then he says, "As ever, we must be careful to consider the scale of human tragedy that COVID-19 has already wreaked in a few weeks, but we can still arrive at an answer. A non-championship event surely aren't going to be happening anytime soon, but for a start, the cost issue hasn't gone away, and extra events, even in normal time, add requirements for the teams." Then, of course, there's regulations to consider. If a non-championship race is added midway through the season, it would be nice. It would need to be clarified if the power unit parts, for example, would count towards each driver's allocation for the whole campaign. But certainly, we've got to do something. That seems to be the pressing concern, is that we can't just wait and wait and wait. People are expecting, as things kind of get back to normal, hopefully in the next few months, you know, we want to see some form of real F1 race, whether it's behind closed doors or something like that. Then I think we'd all be quite supportive of that kind of event. Now, let's see. What I'm also looking to do for all of you gamers is to put together, perhaps either on Gran Turismo Sport, or on it would be Assetto Corsa on PlayStation as well, to do a lobby. Now, we've got quite a few fans here of the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. And for all you gamers out there, if you would like to join in a lobby, it would be fantastic to hear from you. Just let us know. Leave a comment in the YouTube comments section, or you can send us an email at info@hughhattrick.com, and we'll take a note of your details, and we'll let you know as to when one is going to be, because we've got quite a few. I did a lobby a few nights ago, and we had about five or six people who came along, and it was great fun. And I thought eventually, once we get really good, we could maybe put on a challenge, and maybe we could even have a cup or something like that we could win at the end of it, and anyone would be allowed to come in and have a go. And we could choose circuits, choose types of events, and see what was popular. So if it's something that interests you, please let us know in the comments or give us an email, and we'll do our best to get one sorted out, because it wouldn't take long at all to get a lobby group sorted out and a time of day where we can have some fun and race against each other with some proper competition. Now, I hope to have some more guests on the show very soon, including Super GT and hopefully David Perel as well. Now, they're all busy doing esports races and doing stuff for their own channels, so they're always good to support them because they do some really fantastic stuff. And they've been very, very kind to come on the show in the past as well. But that's the show for this week. It's just a quick 10, 15 minute or so update with some news headlines. And we'll be back again probably over the weekend with some more commentary with Andrew and myself. But up until then, you have a great week. And remember, drive fast and try not to crash. Bye just now.